This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Into our worldwide presentation of the special year-end countdown of the year
2019's
top 25 songs from here to the top.
Live from Toronto.
Well, thank you for that intro, Shaggy and Dave. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special broadcast of This Is a Music Show, episode number 44. And this is the TIAMS Top 25 Secondhand Finds of 2019. I'm pretty excited about this show and next week's show. I hope you are, too. So, first of all, Merry Christmas to everyone. I hope you had a great Christmas Eve and Christmas Day today. It is now Christmas Day night, and if you're over in Europe, it's Boxing Day. Well, it's Boxing Day here, but it's the 26th in Europe already. So yeah, I hope everyone had a good Christmas and were able to spend time with friends and family. And I wanted to put together this top 25 over the next two shows, and I asked for help from my dear listeners out there, and a few of you took the time to vote for your favorite songs, and I very much appreciate that. So with those results and also my own results from what I've picked up over the years and over the year and what I've really enjoyed, I've put together this top 25. So let's get right into it. Starting at number 25, here's a track from Dick Hyman, the Memphis Two-Step. Thank you. Of the year 2019, and that is the only Christmas song, which is a bit of a coincidence. I didn't know it at the time, but that song there, which was by Los Diplomáticos, the song is called Cinco para las Doce. And when I was researching that song more fully, I found out that it's a Christmas New Year's song, especially in South America. And it's a song about running to give your mother a hug 5 minutes before New Year's. So singing about the church bells ringing in the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. And yeah, I didn't know that when I played this song back in May. But yeah, it's such an interesting song. I really like the percussion on there. And well, it's an Xmas or a Christmas song. So there you go. And number 24 before that was Fantastic Johnny C with Boogaloo Down Broadway. Yeah, great track. And there were a few votes for that one. And I started off the set there with number 25, Dick Hyman, The Memphis Two-Step. All right, let's keep going. At number 22, here's a song from Sweden by Marit Hemmingsen. Thank you. 20, there's the Esso Steel Band with Hubert Smith Jr. conducting, and that was their version of Ricardo Bossa Nova. I was happy to see people vote for that one on the poll that I put up, so I was happy to add that one. That was number 20, and coming in at number 21 from Italy, Vittorio Sforzi and his orchestra with Son Gelso Di Te. Yeah, that one is one of my own choices. I really like the groove on that one. I'm kind of a fan of easy listening music with a bit of a drum beat to it. And that was a good example of that. And starting off the set at number 22 from Sweden, Marit Hemmingsen, with the song Here's My Swedish. Du har låtit din kärlek försvinna. Oh, yeah. Sorry about that for any of you Swedish speakers out there, which I doubt there are very many. But yeah, that was a really great track. I was happy to find that one. I still need to get a much better copy of that one. All right, well, let's keep on rocking. Yeah, speaking of rock, here's a punk rock song that a bunch of people voted for. Coming in at number 19, here is The Stinky Toys.
Jimmy. Ni bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́ kọ. Awusa ko Jimmy. Ni bẹ́ẹ̀ mọ́ kọ. Kẹ àtàlẹ́. Kẹ mi àlọ́jẹ. Ni ìhàn mi. Níbi àlọ́jẹ. Ajá. Míyàn ṣì má dá. Mala má jí òyì. Májò má jí òyì. Mante tre mante ma joyi Oh no jo ke obu amida Den ko ji fe a joyi Wen bo fo fe ala unu namda O nya kwa no jo oyi wala do
one of my favorites. So that was Guy Warren from 1956 from the LP Africa Speaks, America Answers. That was Ei Wala Dong, which translates to praise be to God, I think. And yeah, I really, that song has really stuck with me. I really like it. It was that melody was ripped off by someone later on and reissued and re-recorded. But I can't remember who did that. But yeah, I really like the melody and the vibe of that song. Before that, at number 18, this is another one of my favorites, Electronic Concept Orchestra with their cover of Grazing in the Grass. Just such an amazing, funky jam. And I started off that set with Stinky Toys with Plastic Faces was the name of that song at number 19. And yeah, just going through all these and listening to them again, it's kind of fun to remember where I picked all of these up. I can remember a bunch of these exactly where and when I picked them up, like that the Guy Warren we just heard. I picked that up at a pretty ratty antique shop about a couple hours north of Toronto. And I also found Hi-Fi Cuban Drums, which is another great record. And also a couple Laurie Anderson records. So yeah, that was a good dig. Despite it being ratty. And Stinky Toys that I started off that set with, I found that record in Japan, and it was a compilation, a live record recorded at a punk show in the late 70s in Paris. All right, yeah, let's keep on rocking. Here's another record that I picked up in Japan, and it's actually a Japanese group, Melt Banana. Number 14, there was Burt Bacharach with Monterey Peninsula from 1973, I think. And yeah, I was happy to see some votes for that one. That one was a favorite find of mine too this year. Really nice middle groove there. And before that, I played Timmy Thomas. So more votes for that one. Why Can't We Live Together? Yeah, of course, again, famously sampled by Drake a couple of years back. But this original version is so much more better. And I remember lamenting at the time that I wish the song was a little bit longer. Well, on the LP, which I found in Japan, there is a longer version of that song. It goes on for another couple minutes. And you know what? To be honest, I think they made the right choice with the 7-inch, 2-minute-plus version. It leaves you wanting more. And I think it really fits as a 7-inch there. And I started off the set with Melt Banana, Operation Third Attack. That very quick burst of noise there, coming in at number 16. All right, so that's where we're at. We're almost done for the show, but you know what? Because I haven't been yammering on like I often do in these shows, I have time for an honorable mention. Now, I've limited this top 25 to secondhand finds of this year, but I'm going to make an exception. Well, this isn't an exception. It's an honorable mention. And it's an honorable mention for a new release from this year. And I've played a couple songs from this record. And I think I'm going to play another one here. Yeah, I will. Here's Anemone, a favorite band that I discovered from Montreal. And this song is called Endless Dive. Thank you. was a special category song there. An honorable mention to the my favorite LP from 2019. So that was Anemone from their LP called Beat My Distance. And that song was called Endless Dying. So that's a third song I've played from that LP. I really love it, and I highly recommend you check it out. Anemone, A-N-E-M-O-N-E. And the LP again is called Beat My Distance. All right, I have some data for you soon, but before the data, I would like to do some shout outs. So I'll start with email. I got a bunch of great decodes this week. I got a great decode from Fred in Virginia, listening on 5850 kilohertz. I also got a nice decode from Gary in Indiana using the TVAR app. I really like the way TVAR glitches in RGB pixels and stuff like that. And Gary was hoping for a Christmas show, and sorry, Gary, to let you down, but I wanted to keep my show basically Christmas music free. There's enough Christmas music out there. I think you're all well covered. So this is for the people who wanted a bit of a rest from Christmas music like myself. As I mentioned at the start of the month, I was traumatized after working at a CD music store in the mid-90s over a couple of Christmases, and it just kind of ruined Christmas music for me, for the most part. Anyways, I also got a great decode from Steve in Georgia. As usual, he sends along a flawless decode. It's pretty amazing. And I also got a great decode from Zach in Alabama. A bit of a rough copy there, but still good nonetheless. And he was a fan of the Mary Mary cover that I played last week, and it sent him down a bit of a monkey's rabbit hole. And yeah, they got some gems for sure for being an assembled pop group for a TV show. They did have some rockin' tunes. All right, I'll go over to hfzone.org. So that is a website and also a Discord chat forum. Lots of great information on shortwave news and what people are hearing on shortwave. So shout-outs to Frigid and Daz, Radical Edward 42, Master Player 30, Alba, and everyone else there at the HF Zone Discord chat group. I will see you there. Well, maybe. I don't know. It's Christmas Day, so yeah, I might see you on there. And finally, over on Twitter, I got a bunch of great decodes this week. Hal Fi in California sent along a nice decode. It's good to hear from you again, Hal. Dana in Napa, California sent along a decode as well. Lots of California this week. Thanks so much, Dana. And I also heard from Mitch in Arizona, sent along several decodes, testing different radios and antenna combos. So thank you very much for taking the time to check those out, Mitch. Matt also posting on Twitter his decode as he picked it up in Denver on his ICOM IC7100. Very nice. Thank you very much. I also heard from Al in Florida sending along a bit of a rough decode. I guess being so close to the antenna, sometimes it's going to be a bit rough. But thanks nonetheless. I appreciate it. And I also heard again from Brian, W8LN, sending along a partial decode using an SSTV app that he downloaded quickly upon hearing the MFSK64 image, which sounds a bit like SSTV. I'm sure it has a similar DNA. And he was actually able to decode some legible text, the This Is a Music Show number 43. Pretty amazing stuff. Way to go, Brian. But I hope you're able to try out the TVAR app. A few more shout-outs on Twitter. Hello to Vinay, Stransky Lubos, Lucky Lou out there in Germany, Kawasaki AA Hachiyoni in Japan, Lambda Prague, Sato Shin also in Japan, Kevin in San Jose. This is amazing. He listened to the show on the drive home in his car. So I guess he's got the ability to listen to shortwave in his car, which is pretty amazing. And he was also recording the show on his Kiwi SDR and sent along his image results from that recording. So thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate it. And that's Kevin N3KA is his call sign. Thank you very much, everyone, on Twitter and email and everywhere else there. I thank you, everyone out there, for... spreading the word and posting on social media and all the forums and things like that. If you like the show, please spread the word. It would be great to have more listeners join with us each week as I bring you these dusty and scratchy forgotten gems. I guess it's time for some data. MFSK 64 text and image. It's kind of a long one.
Thank you.
this week's image and text. Please send me your results and also your reception reports. This is a music show at gmail.com. And you can also reach me on Twitter. This is a music show with no W is my Twitter handle there. All right, I have one last song for you tonight. Coming in at number 13, from Japan, 800 Cherries with Honeydew Blues. All right, this was a music show, episode number 44, part one of the top 25 secondhand finds of 2019. I hope you'll join me here again next week. Good night.